This is Kathy Damaris, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading from the July 2026 issue of Arizona Highways. The July issue celebrates the U.S. semi-quincentennial by highlighting 250 local things to love about the state. Today I'm going to continue reading from this article, and I'm going to start with a section entitled Explore, parentheses, flip-flops. The Arboretum at Flagstaff. This 200-acre property is home to an estimated 750 plant species across a mix of greenhouses, gardens, open spaces, and trails. Visitors can walk woodland paths and explore the grounds while learning more about the regional flora and fauna of the Colorado Plateau. The Arboretum at Flagstaff is located at 4001 South Woody Mountain Road in Flagstaff. For more information, call 928-774-1442, website thearb.org. Arizona Cowpunchers Reunion Association Rodeo. This rodeo in Williams is a little different. Established in the 1970s, its events are based on everyday ranching activities rather than commercial rodeo competitions. They include a wild horse race, steer riding, wild cow milking, and dally calf roping. The rodeo draws spectators from across the state who want to experience the unique competitions. For more information, call 602-510-4940, website azcowpunchers.com. Belay, Arizona at Desert Botanical Garden. Belay, Arizona's Belay in Bloom, an evening at Desert Botanical Garden, held annually in late spring, is an outdoor experience where dancers perform against the backdrop of the Sonoran Desert. The May 2026 program featured a double bill of Concerto 622, inspired by Mozart's score, and Reset, which explored themes of urban life. Belay, Arizona at Desert Botanical Garden is located at 1201 North Galvin Parkway in Phoenix, phone number 480-941-1225, website dbg.org. Barbecue and Calf Sale. This annual Yavapai Cattle Growers event has been around for nearly a century. Held at the Mohon Ranch, the gathering includes a traditional calf sale with vendors and even a goat roping competition. This year's event is scheduled for September 27th and it's BYOC, Bring Your Own Chair. For more information, go to the website yavapaicattlegrowers.com/events. Bouldering Project. The premise of this gym is to redefine what bouldering is and allow patrons to experience rock climbing in a community setting. As such, it also offers fitness, climbing, and yoga classes, along with personal training, youth programs, and summer camps. Like most gyms, the ultimate goal is to push members to challenge and restore their bodies. The Bouldering Project is located at 2626 South Hardy Drive in Tempe, phone number 480-716-9014, website boulderingproject.com/location/Tempe. Buffalo Park. Today, visitors to Buffalo Park can stroll in the shadows of Mount Eldon and Humphreys Peak. But in the 1960s, it was a theme park that aimed to bring Wild West lore to life. The park closed in 1969 and the city rededicated it for outdoor recreation in 1973. Buffalo Park is located at 2400 North Gemini Road in Flagstaff, phone number 928-213-2300, website flagstaff.az.gov. Cameron Trading Post. Brothers Hubert and C.D. Richardson established Cameron Trading Post in the early 1900s, shortly after a suspension bridge was installed over the Little Colorado River in 1911. Today, the stone building hosts scores of tourists who come to explore indigenous jewelry, crafts, rugs, and countless tchotchkes. The Cameron Trading Post is located at 466 U.S. Route 89 in Cameron, phone number 800 888-338-7385, website CameronTradingPost.com. Casa Grande Neon Sign Park. It's hard to miss this place, especially at night. Located in historic downtown Casa Grande, the park lights up at night with several vintage and neon restored signs, including a sign from Valley National Bank and a classic Dairy Queen ice cream cone. The signs are lit daily from dusk to 11 p.m. Casa Grande Neon Sign Park is located at 408 North Sacaton Street in Casa Grande. Phone number 520-836-8744. Website neonsignpark.com. Cosanti. Solari bells, as they're known, are bronze wind bells that are sold around the world to support the Cosanti Foundation, which promotes sustainability through experimental architecture and agriculture. Each bell is handcrafted by the talented artisans at Cosanti's foundry, which was established by Paolo Solari, an Italian architect, designer, and philosopher. Tours are available to see the artisans at work. Cosanti is located at 6433 East Doubletree Ranch Road in Paradise Valley. Phone number 480-948-6145. Website cosanti.com. Devour Culinary Classic. This annual event, held at Desert Botanical Garden in February, gathers the best and brightest of Arizona's culinary scene. The best part? The samples. Hundreds of chefs from restaurants across the state plate up sliders, ceviche, salads, and more, while winemakers and brewers pour all-you-can-drink tastes of their offerings. Devour Culinary Classic is located at 1201 North Galvin Parkway in Phoenix. Phone number 602-956-0909. Website DevourGoodFood.com. El Tour de Tucson. This annual event, which attracts nearly 11,000 cyclists, has been raising money for charity since 1983. To date, Perimeter Bicycling Association of America, the organization behind the race, has raised more than $138 million for nonprofit organizations through the race and related events. This year's race is scheduled for November 21st. For more information, call 520-745-2033, website eltourdetucson.org. Flagstaff Mountain Film Festival. This festival, which made its debut in 2003, features inspiring and thought-provoking films on subjects such as the environment, indigenous culture, outdoor adventure, and more. Most of the films are shown at the historic Orpheum Theater, and many of the filmmakers are on hand to discuss their projects and filmmaking processes. This is one more reason to visit Flagstaff. For more information, the website is flagstaffmountainfilms.org. Garland's Navajo Rugs. The Garland family has deep roots in Red Rock Country, and over the years, they've built a reputation as one of the region's most respected dealers of Native art, including handmade jewelry, hand-carved Hopi Kachina dolls, Navajo sand paintings, Pueblo pottery, hand-woven baskets, and Navajo rugs. This year, their beautiful trading post along Oak Creek is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Garland's Navajo Rugs is located at 411 State Route 179 in Sedona. Phone number 928-282-4070. Website garlands.com. Grand Canyon Celebration of Art. The 18th Annual Celebration of Art will take place September 25th to the 27th on the south rim of the Grand Canyon. Every year, the event features an impressive group of talented artists whose work is inspired by the natural wonder. This year's theme, Earth Mapping, explores the landscape through sensory, ecological, and interpretive perspectives. For more information, contact the Grand Canyon Conservancy at 800-858-2808, website grandcanyon.org. Guru Nanak Dwar. Established in 1970, this building is the first Sikh Gurdwara, or house of worship, in Arizona. Known for its stunning architecture, the Gurdwara serves as a spiritual and cultural center for the local Sikh community. It regularly hosts prayer services, gatherings, and communal meals. These events are always free and open to visitors. Guru Nanak Dwara is located at 2302 North 9th Street in Phoenix. Phone number 623-810-9849. Website GURUNANAKDWARA.com. Halloween on Mount Vernon Avenue. Every Halloween, homeowners along Mount Vernon Avenue in Prescott ambitiously decorate their Victorian-style homes, and the city closes the street to traffic, clearing the way for a flood of trick-or-treaters. Often referred to as a haunted village, the street attracts visitors of all ages, families in the early evening, and older goblins after dark. For more information, the website is prescott.com/Halloween. J&J Antiques. If you enjoy the thrill of the hunt, J&J Antiques has a mix of eclectic finds from collectible pottery to unique lighting fixtures. Each piece is transparently sourced and vetted for quality. Located on Main Street in Old Town Cottonwood, the shop attracts buyers who are interested in interesting flashbacks. J&J Antiques is located at 796 North Main Street in Cottonwood. Phone number 928-202-4495. Website bexadj.com. Mesa Amphitheater, The White Stripes, The Black Keys, Orville Peck, Santana, Bob Dylan, The B-52s. Great acts are drawn to great venues, and that's why so many have played Mesa Amphitheater over the past 20 years. The outdoor space opened in 1979 with lawn seating for almost 5,000 people. Mesa Amphitheater is located at 263 North Center Street in Mesa. Phone number 480-644-2560. Website mesaamp.com. Nelly E. Saloon. If you see a caravan of cars driving into the desert north of Parker, chances are it's headed to the Nelly E., also known as the Desert Bar, a fully solar-powered operation at the end of a five-mile dirt road. The Quirky Saloon is open Saturdays and Sundays from October through April and operates on a cash-only basis. For more information, call 928-667-5946. Rug Room at Heard Museum. The Heard's focus is indigenous art, including beadwork, drawings and prints, baskets, fashion, Hopi kachinas, jewelry, paintings, photography, film and video, pottery, sculptures, and textiles. The museum's exhibit of historic and contemporary rugs and textiles, which spans centuries and features Navajo and Puebloan designs, is especially popular with visitors. The Rug Room at Heard Museum is located at 2301 North Central Avenue in Phoenix. Phone number 602-252-8840. Website heard.org. Orpheum Theater. The Orpheum, which opened on January 5, 1929, is a landmark in downtown Phoenix. Over the years, it's played host to many Hollywood and Broadway greats, including Mae West, Henry Fonda, and Lauren Bacall. By the mid-1980s, it was in disrepair. That's when the city purchased the theater and initiated a massive renovation. Today, it's listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The Orpheum Theater is located at 203 West Adams Street in Phoenix. Phone number 602-262-6225. Website orpheumphx.com. Our Lady of the Sierras Shrine. In 1988, Patricia and Gerald Chouinard purchased an 8-acre parcel of land to build a home for their retirement. 2 years later, they joined a Medjugorje pilgrimage. When they returned, they commissioned a 75-foot-tall cross and sculpture of the Virgin Mary. Both are now accessible to pilgrims visiting southern Arizona. Our Lady of the Sierras Shrine is located at 10310 South Twin Oaks Road in Hefford. Phone number 520-378-2950. Website Our Lady of the Sierras.org. Pickle Barrel Trading Post. You won't believe what's inside. Globe's Pickle Barrel Trading Post boasts that as its tagline, and it's easy to see why, the 8,000-square-foot, 100-year-old Old Dominion Copper Company warehouse is full of indigenous crafts, bolo ties, belts, buckles, and a boatload of other items. Pickle Barrel Trading Post is located at 404 South Broad Street in Globe, phone number 928-425-9282, website PickleBarrelTradingPost.com. Pine Creek Canyon Lavender Farm. Elk won't eat lavender, and when Terry Gorton and Rick Vesey purchased the historic Alme Maroney Rosetta Hunt Homestead in Pine in 2015 and learned that, they decided to plant it. Lots of it. Today, the fragrant farm is open to the public, and visitors can purchase from the farm shop or take cooking classes. Pine Creek Canyon Lavender Farm is located at 4223 Pine Creek Canyon Road in Pine. Phone number 619-772-6005. Website pinelavenderfarm.com. Queen Creek Olive Mill, Arizona's only large-scale olive farm, is a 100-acre property with thousands of trees. Family-owned, the mill hosts guided tours, olive oil tastings, live music, and seasonal events, and it has a wide variety of products for sale, including vinegars, stuffed olives, tapenades, pasta, sauces, jams, honey, mustards, spices, and kitchen tools. Queen Creek Olive Mill is located at 25062 South Meridian Road in Queen Creek. Phone number 480-888-9290. Website queencreekolivemill.com. Retro motel signs. During the mid-20th century, Tucson's Miracle Mile was the city's primary automotive corridor. As a result, businesses hyped their wares with massive glowing neon signs. In 2012, the Tucson Historic Preservation Foundation joined forces with Pima Community College to restore and reinstall some of the signs along Drachman Street. For more information, go to the website preservetucson.org. Riordan Mansion. This 40-room duplex-style home was built in 1904 for the Riordan brothers, the owners of the Arizona Lumber and Timber Company. Not much has changed in the century since. The interior is nearly identical to what it was then, including the windows, which depict indigenous people in southwestern landscapes. Tours are available through Arizona State Parks. Riordan Mansion is located at 409 West Riordan Road in Flagstaff. Phone number 928-779-4395. Website azstateparks.com/Riordan-mansion. St. Anthony's Greek Orthodox Monastery. The monastery, dedicated to St. Anthony the Great, includes a main church, monks' living quarters, guest facilities, a dining hall and agricultural areas, a vegetable garden, citrus orchards, a vineyard, and an olive grove. Daily tours are available, as well as overnight stays of up to 7 days in the guest houses. St. Anthony's Greek Orthodox Monastery is located at 4784 North St. Joseph's Way in Florence, phone number 520-868-3188, website stanthonysmonastery.org. Slaughter Ranch. This ranch is the former home of John Horton Slaughter, who served as sheriff and deputy sheriff of Cochise County from the late 1800s to the 1920s and was known for confronting lawlessness on horseback. Today, the ranch is a museum. Visitors can tour the home and surrounding grounds. Slaughter Ranch is located at 6153 East San Bernardino Road in Douglas, phone number 520-660-9261, website slaughterranch.org. Stinkweeds. Independently owned since it opened in 1987, Stinkweeds is the spot in Central Phoenix to spend an afternoon flipping through new and used records, CDs, tapes, and more. owner Kimber Lanning, is dedicated to showcasing local artists and putting the spotlight on indie artists and labels. Stinkweeds is located at 12 West Camelback Road in Phoenix, phone number 602-248-9461, website stinkweeds.com. Sweet Shop Candy Store. It's been 15 years since this perennial favorite opened in downtown Flagstaff. People line up for the fudge, macaroons, and candy apples, along with a wide variety of specialty candy, including worms and dirt marshmallows on a stick. It's two or three marshmallows dipped in white chocolate and rolled in crushed Oreo cookies. The worms are gummy worms that are glued on top with more white chocolate. Sweet Shop Candy Store is located at 102 East Route 66 in Flagstaff, phone number 928-213-9000, website sweetshopcandy.com. The Nash, named for jazz drummer Louis Nash, this popular jazz venue on Roosevelt Row hosts concerts as well as classes. Most importantly, though, it's a place to fill your ears with the soulful sound of tenor saxophones, upright basses, trumpets, and the steady beat of a hi-hat. The Nash is located at 110 East Roosevelt Street in Phoenix, phone number 602-795-0464, website thenash.org. Tombstone Canyon, Bisbee's main drag, offers weekend visitors everything from artisanal soaps to locally collected honey. But the antique shops on Tombstone Canyon seem to draw the steadiest traffic. There you might find a slab of petrified wood, a set of Blakely glassware, or the Arizona Highway's turquoise issue. For more information, contact Discover Bisbee at 520-432-3554, website discoverbisbee.com. Tubac Presidio State Historic Park. Home to some of the oldest southwestern artifacts in the state, this park memorializes several cultures, including Tohono O'odham, Apache, Mexican, Spanish, and American. Along with the Griffin Museum, which houses pieces up to 2,000 years old, the park includes an 1885 schoolhouse, Otero Hall, the historic Rojas House, and the Presidio. Tubac Presidio Historic Park is located at 1 Burrell Street in Tubac, phone number 520-398-2252, website tubacpresidio.org. Warren Ballpark, billed as the oldest multi-sport ballpark in the country and boasting a history that includes appearances by several Hall of Famers, this stadium in Bisbee hosts a throwback baseball tournament played under 1860 rules every April. Warren Ballpark is located at 99 Arizona Street in Bisbee, phone number 520-366-1545, website friendsofwarrenballpark.com. And that concludes the section entitled Explore-Flip-Flops. The next section in the 250 local things to love about the state is entitled Hit the Road. First up, Ajo Mountain Drive, Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. After a quick stop at the monument's visitor center to pick up a route guide, travelers can embark on this scenic 21-mile unpaved loop that's known for its views of mountains and Oregon Pipe cactuses. Stops on the drive include the Arch Canyon Trailhead, where visitors can take a short trek to view a large natural arch. For more information, contact Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument, phone number 520-387-6849, website nps.gov/ORPI. Apache Trail, Tonto National Forest. The Apache Trail winds through the desert to Theodore Roosevelt Lake. While most of the drive can be completed in any vehicle, flood damage in 2019 left the section between Fish Creek Vista and Rivas Trailhead Road impassable for most cars. Only ATVs or high-clearance vehicles with four-wheel drive are permitted on that stretch. For more information, contact the Mesa Ranger District at 480-610-3300, website fs.usda.gov/Tonto. Big Lake Loop, White Mountains. On this easy 27.4-mile loop drive just south of Big Lake, you'll see evidence of the Wallow Fire, which burned more than a half million acres in the summer of 2011. But you'll also see what it looks like when a forest undergoes a vibrant rebirth. For more information, contact the Springerville Ranger District at 928-333-6200, website fs.usda.gov/ASNF, Blake Ranch Road, Hualapai Mountains. For a scenic detour from the highway route between Kingman and the Phoenix area, take this relatively well-maintained dirt road 22 miles from Interstate 40 to U.S. Route 93. At the halfway point is the Moss Wash OHV Trail, which you can hike for 1.5 miles to the Gold King Mansion. For more information, contact the Kingman Field Office at 928-718-3700, website blm.gov/office/Kingman-Field-Office. Bonita Canyon Drive, Chiricahua National Monument. Thousands of volcanic rock spires, known as hoodoos, are found here, and the 10-mile one-way drive is an easy way for motorists to see many of them. There are stops along the way for hikes, nature walks, and views of Rhyolite Canyon, which boasts hundreds of hoodoos emerging from the canyon side. For more information, contact Chiricahua National Monument at 520-824-3560, website nps.gov/CHIR. Cactus Forest Drive, Saguaro National Park. Located in the east district of the park, this loop drive is a narrow, paved stretch of road that winds through the Sonoran Desert for 8 miles and offers expansive views and a dense concentration of saguaro cactuses. Open to both motorists and cyclists, the route also provides access to several trailheads. For more information, contact Saguaro National Park East at 520-733-5153, website nps.gov/SAGU. That's all the time we have today for these readings from Arizona Highways. Did you know that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org? Log on to sunsounds.org. Left click on Broadcast Info and Audio, then under Programming Links, left click on Demand Podcasts. In addition, you can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device. This is Kathy Damaris, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona.